To me, DevOps means building better software more quickly, delivering it more quickly. So it's about the teams who have been traditionally siloed and who have been friction points for each other, working together to make sure that the software we deliver is higher quality, is easier to scale, gives the business what they want, and helps them to move more quickly. I think culture is probably the main thing. So there are a huge suite of tools behind it and technologies that ease the integration of those two teams. But actually, it's about the people. It's about making them work together and making sure that that everyone's on the same page. I think there are a couple of businesses come from a couple of angles. So some people are looking at cost. So they're looking at saying, actually, if we move to DevOps, we can save money. Sometimes they think about that in the right way, as in we can utilize our infrastructure more effectively. We can reduce our operating costs. Sometimes they think about it in the wrong way, and they think, actually, DevOps is going to help us reduce our headcount, which is not what it's about, I don't think. But it is about efficiency, and obviously efficiency is going to save you costs. And the other thing is about people being able to move more quickly. So businesses are fully realizing that the quicker you can adapt, the quicker you can get value out to your customers, the better place you are in the business. How is DevOps different in the Windows world? So I think it's emerged from the Linux and the open source communities, and some of those guys are really driving it forward. But actually, some of the key technologies that assist you, like Chef and Puppet and Ansible and Docker, are really integrated with Windows because they fully understand that there's a huge market there for big enterprises. And actually, I think it's the big enterprises who stand to benefit most from moving to DevOps, because they stand to gain the most in terms of efficiency. So I think the tools are kind of there already for Windows. I think it's a question of getting it in front of people, making them understand what it is and what it can do for them. So what are the pitfalls for enterprises adopting DevOps, specifically in Windows? So I think the main thing is it's a massive cultural shift. So you've got, especially as organizations get larger, they put more and more layers in between the customer requirement and the shipping of the final product. And they've done that historically because there have been problems. So they encounter a problem, they put a gate in there to make sure it doesn't happen again. But what happens is, over time, there are so many gates that actually you can't deliver anything quickly. And for businesses who are used to doing a quarterly release, which is a whole weekend long worth of work, and then possibly a whole week of mopping up all the problems, the idea of saying, actually, we can break our product up into small parts, we can release the parts that need to be released frequently, and the parts that don't change we don't need to do a full regression test. And for example, I think it's the mindset that needs to change. That's the most important thing, because there's going to be a lot of antagonism between the idea of where we are now, where we want to be, and the belief that we can actually get there. So what are the key skills for getting to DevOps? So one of the clients that I worked for was a very large enterprise. They had all these entrenched gates that stopped them actually moving quickly. And they were delivering a new type of product, and they knew that they couldn't provide the software behind it using their existing processes. So they spun up a whole new team, they siloed that team, and that team had the freedom to do what they wanted to do. So the team was composed of good people who had all the access they needed to deliver properly. But actually, the key person in making that happen was the program manager, who kept the rest of the enterprise at bay. So he stopped all the red tape getting to the team. The team had the freedom to do what they wanted to do. And that role was probably the most important one, because if he hadn't been strong enough to stop everything coming into the team, then all the usual enterprise stuff would have bled through into our team, and we wouldn't have been able to deliver. Then that project would have been a failure, and then the company would have said DevOps doesn't work. I think Microsoft in the DevOps space, I think, are doing some clever stuff. So I think they've realized that it needs a different type of platform to be able to work properly with DevOps. So historically, having a very large product that you have to have a VM for, that takes a whole bunch of custom configuration, which is complex to do, doesn't really work with DevOps, because you need to be able to do bits quickly. So they fully understood that with Windows Server 2016. And we've heard at the WinOps conference today that it was where that's going, in terms of being modular and starting with a very small core that you only add the bits that you need into. I think the fact that they've invested in Docker the company, as well as Docker the technology, bringing it into Windows Server is a huge message that they think this is something that's going to last, and that the microservices approach, where you break things up and you can Everything can have its own deployment schedule, its own scale levels. It's going to be a core part of Windows. I think that's really important. I think Microsoft realized this is the way we're going to build software in the future. Well, they need to get 2016 out. What can Microsoft do to make DevOps easier? I think Microsoft have historically had some really good teams of evangelists and product experts who build up these kind of best practices, use cases, and libraries of documentation and examples of how to do stuff. So like the patterns and practices teams, the CAT teams, who show people how things work. And they're also getting very good at dog fooding and explaining to people how they do things in Microsoft and how that can apply to your business. So I think there will be a body of knowledge that comes out of Microsoft that says, this is how you do this stuff with Windows. Here are some of the options. Here's what has worked for us. I think the difficulty will be there's such a spread of options. You know, you can do things with PowerShell, Chef, Puppet, Docker. You can do lots of the same problem can be solved in lots of different ways. And I think getting the guidance to people to show them the preferred approach is going to be the key thing. How important is education and coaching to DevOps? I think it's probably the key thing. I think it's such a big change in how we do what we've been doing for so long that I think people are going to need that guidance. And I think there's an awful lot of myths coming up about DevOps and misunderstandings about what it means. So that, you know, I speak to a lot of ops guys who are worried that it means there isn't going to be any ops anymore. You know, there's this kind of perception that unless ops are going to become developers, there's no place for them. That's not really what it's about. So I think that education part is the first step to getting people to realize what benefits it brings to them. And I think there's a groundswell. I think we're quite early on in where we are with all this stuff. I think in a year or so's time, there will be it'll start to plateau and people will it'll just become mainstream. Is there any training to help people adopt DevOps practices? Well, there's the classic book, The Phoenix Project, which is how this whole thing started. And actually, the team I worked with, the guy who I've said was the main player in making sure that that our team delivered, was studying The Phoenix Project long before anyone else. There's some very good points in there. And if you're totally new to the whole idea, that's a good place to start. In terms of formal training, there are people who go around and help you do this stuff. But I think, because every enterprise has got their own version of what they do themselves anyway, their own interpretation of Agile, their own interpretation of whatever process they're using, then having people in and looking at what you're doing is going to be beneficial. But I think that I don't think there's a defined set of training you say, actually, you want to do DevOps, do this, this, and this. I don't think we're quite there yet. How important are communities like WinOps? I think they're absolutely the core of this thing. So I think there are so many meetups so we're based in London. There are so many meetups in London. I think you could go out every single night and learn a fascinating amount of stuff and eat a huge amount of pizza if you wanted to. I think the communities are driving this stuff because it's so new, it's so exciting. People who are, you know, you get, if you go to a meetup, you get a whole range of people from graduates who are just learning about this stuff to gnarled old SysOps who are 50 years old, and they're all talking about the same sort of technologies, the same changes in the way we do things in the industry. And I think that's helping spread the word. Yeah, cool. Yeah. So how has the MVP program helped me develop my career, especially with DevOps? So the MVP program is the way Microsoft recognize subject matter experts. And as my career has changed over the years, I've focused on different aspects. And actually, the MVP program has kind of moved with me. So way back in the day, I was a Microsoft integration guy. So I was a BizTalk MVP. And then there was this integration MVP. And then I did a lot more stuff with the cloud and Azure. And now I'm an Azure MVP. And actually, that, I think the fact that my career has followed similar development to the MVP program says that they understand what people are doing out in the wild. In terms of where it's got me, I think it's put me in some really good clients. I'm in the position where I can pretty much choose who I work for, so I get some really interesting projects, which then helps me have good experiences to take elsewhere. And in terms of DevOps, having the Azure experience, I was working with Azure before it was kind of publicly released, and having production Azure experience really is a real benefactor for people who are thinking about the cloud, to have someone come in who says, yes, we've done it, this is how it works, these are the good things, these are the bad things. And suddenly, when people start to realize you can deploy incredibly quickly, you can spin up an environment out of nothing with a few PowerShell scripts, you can scale up to deal with thousands of requests per second, the understanding that you can do those things then I think leads to a DevOps culture that says, we can do it, what's stopping us at the moment? And probably what's stopping them is their processes.